Sacramento. The Dog and Joe Show on 93.7 The River. Call the Dog and Joe Show at 916-766-9370.
All right, I think what we're going to do is take a couple of these questions. We'll post them up on Facebook, so that way you can play along on Facebook in your own free time. Taking a morality test. This test was given to a bunch of high school students in a language arts class in Ohio. Parents found out about it because the questions were so... God, I don't know what you even call these. So twisted,
yeah.
So demonic in some cases. They were so out of line and so atypical for a language arts class. Parents bitched. The superintendent got involved. The principal. They put the teacher on suspension, okay? And they don't know if she's going to come back or not. What we did is we got a hold of some of these questions, and we're going to go through and answer them. If you want to play along, you can do so, too. Here's another question on the morality test. Who's more moral, okay? Albert, Brian does not cooperate with law enforcement. Whenever he's pulled over, he refuses to answer questions and starts bickering with the officer about his rights. Is that okay, moderately okay, or not okay?
jeez. Okay, dog. Wow. All right. Let's dive into this. I will say it is moderately okay.
Moderately okay.
Moderately okay.
All right.
Right, because he's bickering about his rights.
Uh-huh.
And you're allowed to technically talk to a police officer as however you want to, as long as you're not, like, threatening their lives.
Yeah.
So you can be disrespectful as you want.
Oh, you can be. I didn't know that.
I mean, as long as you're not...
Yeah. As long as you're not calling him out, you're not grabbing at him, you're not throwing punches, you know, and you're...
So you could, like, could you curse...
Yeah.
I don't know what the goddamn hell I was like that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, you could say anything you want.
I mean, more than likely, advised? Yeah,
no.
More than likely, you're not going to get off.
Yeah.
Like, you're trying to get out of a ticket, and you'd be like, what's your problem?
Right.
You're getting a ticket.
Yeah. So you're saying moderately okay, though, because it is your right.
To a degree, it is your right. And, I mean, is it disrespectful?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
You know what I mean? But can you do it? Yeah. Would I advise it? No.
Again, it's a morality test. So, Joe, what about you?
Yeah, you know how I feel about that. No, man. I, if I'm in the wrong, if I'm not in the wrong, if I get pulled over, it's not even because I would want to stand up for my rights. It's because I'm scared.
Mm-hmm.
If I get pulled over by the cops, that scares me. I see red and blues. I don't care if I'm innocent or if I'm guilty. For, as we all know, a great number of years of my life, it smelled like a growing marijuana.
Yeah, people thought you were Cheech or Chong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yes, I do whatever they say at all times.
So you're saying it's not okay to act that way?
I wouldn't.
I think I'm more with Albert. It depends. If I get pulled over because I'm speeding and I'm in a hurry, what I'm going to do is probably mind my P's and Q's as quickly as I can because I want to get to where I'm going.
And you know you're in the wrong?
But no, I didn't say that. What I'm trying to do is get to where I'm going sooner, so I'm going to make a smaller beef out of it to get to where I need to be. And I'm not going to start getting confrontational because I know that it's only going to get worse. And again, is it okay? Yeah, it's okay. It's moderately okay. And I think that because a cop can pull over now, if he starts giving me the business and he starts acting like a D-I-C-K for no reason, you're going to get it back. Again, it depends on where I'm going, what I did.
To what level, though?
What do you mean?
I mean, you say you're going to get it back. Like, to what level? This is kind of exciting to me. Like, I wonder how far, like, typical, normal, everyday dudes would take it.
I respect the badge. I have an immense amount of respect for SACTO's finest. I don't care if it's county. I don't care if it's CHP. I don't care if it's PD. I truly do have a great amount of respect. I have a lot of friends who are cops, and they know where I stand. So if I pull over and I do something wrong, you're going to get out and you're going to give me a ticket. I'm going to first go cordial, okay? But if you come at me then and you start, you know, slanging me, you start saying stuff, you start giving me attitude, you're going to get it right back. Again, that's not me being disrespectful. It's me being fair. It's me being human, and it's something that is instinctively ingrained within me. I can't sit there, no matter who you are, whether you have a gavel, whether you have a badge, you have a gun. I can't do that if it's wrong. You just come at me hot, you start getting a little salty, you're going to get it back. But I'm also smart enough to know that I need to get to where I'm going. This isn't going to take all day. And ultimately, I don't want to end up in jail.
Yeah, I was
going
to say, you don't want the cuffs put on you.
No.
I mean, at some point in time, you got to back down somewhere.
So that one's moderately okay with me, too, because there's cases and points with everybody. You can't just say, oh, my God, you are the law. Even though that's how you should act and be respectful, sometimes the cops take it too far.
And I wonder if what you just say right there is a factor into how, you know, people would answer this question because of what we've seen the last 10, 15 years.
And, yeah, you know, and I believe the police should always have the upper hand.
As do I.
But there becomes sometimes when they could get abusive or they come in because they know they have the upper hand and they really want to take advantage of you or say things that aren't true or they want to really ratchet up the tension.
Well, there's bad eggs in every category, in every job, everywhere in the world.
Tina promises her dying mother that she'll visit her grave once a month. After the mom passes away, Tina finds it hard to squeeze in time, and visits start going to about once a year. Okay? Not okay.
I'll start with that. That's okay. I understand. Life gets busy. You get in the way. Things get in the way. It's just like, it's not as if she forgot about them, period, like out of their minds. Just didn't have time to go, you know, visit the grave. She could honestly move to a different city, be however it may be. That's completely okay on mine. There's nothing Joe? Wrong with that.
Well, the grave was of who?
Her mom.
Her mom?
Yeah.
I feel that way too, and it breaks my heart to say that because, and I'll tell you why it is, because I live far away from my mom and dad, and I don't get to go home and see them very often, but it does not mean that I love them any less.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you're saying that's okay.
Yeah, it's hard for me to say that, but in the position I am in life, that's okay.
Okay. I don't know what this says about me, but that's not okay. either do it because you said it or keep your mouth shut. Honor your word. If you're going to make a commitment, live or dead, do it. If you think that you might move, if you think it might get tough, if you think life might get busy, keep your yipper shut.
What if you do move, though, and it comes unexpectedly
after you've already said that? Then you're going to have to spend your vacation visiting mom's grave. You need to be loyal in your word. Don't be a liar. If you can't honor the commitment in life and death in perpetuity, don't say it.
That's not being a liar. That's just, that's things happening, right?
Yeah, but that's you being lazy, letting them happen.
No,
my mom and dad would agree with what Dog says right there. that's you. You said you would go, you're a liar.
And your dad's not going to rise from the grave and whip you with a belt.
No.
But if you don't mean it and you can't honor it, just don't say it.
But you do mean it, but things happen which at that time where you said it could happen, things change and it can't happen anymore.
All you needed to say to mom was, I love you forevermore. You are my world. With all my heart, I'll love you forever. Don't ever lead on the fact to make someone think that you can give them something that you can't.
But at that time, you think you can't. Say, for instance, Dog.
I agree with what he's about to say right here.
No, that's lazy.
At times, things change. Jason, for instance, you were the one that was always able to pick up your son from school. Say it was you, right? And you was like, I will always do this, baby. I got it. I don't know if you call your wife baby or not, but whatever.
Yeah,
you know,
I don't.
So I'd say, okay, hun, darling.
Yeah. No, I don't say that either.
Wife.
No, call her mom.
Yeah, mama.
All right, wife, I will pick her up. I pick our son up all the time. Then all of a sudden, something changes and you can't do that anymore. Now you're going against your word because now your wife has to pick them up.
Again, you could give me any scenario you want. But I would never.
You're not a liar anymore.
But I would never say that. I wouldn't even put the hope out there. I would never say that if I can't commit to it. I just don't say it.
I see what you're saying.
I see what you're saying, Dog.
Say it.
Yeah, I see where you're going with what you're saying with it. But
I don't like it.
I fall victim to it, so I can't agree with what you're saying.
Yeah. See, what you guys want is you want that easy way out.
Yes.
You want that off-ramp
if you get
jammed up on the freeway.
Make me feel better about my decision.
I want to go through some of these because they are going to get better, and they're going to get better fast. Let's see here. Ooh, okay. In sex ed class, the students are taught that since the sexes are equal, the girls should sleep with as many guys as they want without fear of being considered sluts.
Goodness.
Yeah.
Wow. Is that okay? Goodness.
Oh. Is that okay? Not okay.
All right. Coming from having a daughter.
Yeah.
This is on a high school kid's test right now.
Yeah.
Very sexually active young people experimenting with emotions. And
again, a morality test that was given to high school students in the state of Ohio. The teacher who administered it or distributed it is on leave.
Yeah. As they should. 10th graders. This is 10th graders, too. But as an adult, I mean, I understand the concept of it, right, where it's a double standard. Men can sleep with whoever they want. They're the man. Women do it. You know, they're shamed and they're bashed and slut-shamed and all that other bad stuff. Jeez, repeat the question, please.
In sex ed class, the students are taught that since sexes are equal, the girls should sleep with as many guys as they want without fear of being considered.
Yeah, you just said
sluts.
This is a sex ed class. Nah, yeah. You shouldn't be promoting just.
Took Calvin a while on that one. Joe, where are you at? Not okay? Okay.
Way not okay. No, I mean, you promote being equal, absolutely, but you don't promote being equal by slinging it all over town.
All I'm going to say is this for me, and I don't know what this says about me again, but everyone for years and years and years has acted as if slut is a demeaning term. I've been married 23 years. It is not.
Oh, my God.
Slut is good. I'll stop right there.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Also, we are all adults.
Yes.
Adults.
Yes, we are. Yeah. Now we're going to get to the juicy stuff.
Mm.
Sarah's dog has 4 puppies. She can only find a home for 2 of them. Oh. So she kills the other 2 with a stone to the head.
God dang.
Yikes.
Not okay. Okay.
This was the juicy one.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
One of.
Wow.
There's
where did
more?
That come from?
Oh, yeah. There's one more.
What?
Sarah's dog has 4 puppies. She can only find a home for 2 of them. So she kills the other 2 with a stone to the head.
Oh, man.
What kind of thing is this?
Well, you know, sometimes you got to do what you have to. I'm joking.
Yeah. On a first day.
That's appalling.
That is horrible.
That's appalling.
That is.
Yeah.
Why would you even throw that in there?
Yeah.
No, not okay.
I mean, they're not even given a different option of any kind
of
what you would take in the world. They're not saying shelter. They're not saying donate, give to a friend.
Leave on a box on the side of the road?
Yeah, this is a question that you would give to someone who is mentally deranged or imprisoned for axe murdering multiple people.
Or you believed to be a sociopath.
Yeah, this is a test that you want to weed someone that you think is really, really a horrible person out of the group.
I wonder.
Yeah, that's all that is. I don't think there's anyone here that thinks that's okay. There's no way to justify that, really.
Absolutely.
Like Albert says there's no option of going to a shelter. There's no, you're going to call out some sort of dignified death specialist, a veterinarian, and give him some sort of cocktail or a shot and sedate him. I mean, really? A stone to the head.
I'm going to call out the person that wrote the question this test is a sociopath.
Yeah, there's no one here that can agree with that.
Wow.
Now to this one.
I can't believe there's one even juicier.
Final question, morality test. This was handed out to 10th grade students in Ohio, teachers on leave.
Okay.
Final question. Using both a condom and birth control pill.
All right. Safe sex. All right.
A brother and a sister decide that they want to sleep with each other just once to see what it would be like.
Oh,
God love America.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's why I saved it for last.
Wow.
One more time. Using both a condom and birth control pill, a brother and sister decide that they want to sleep together just once. To see what it would be like. Little experimental test.
Oh.
Albert.
That just gave me the chills.
Yeah.
See, it started off good. I was like, oh, condom. I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Safe sex. We're going over here. We're going in the right direction now.
It really did. Yeah. That took a jump into weird.
Man, that took a sharp turn.
So not okay.
Not okay at all. No.
Joe, you have a sister. You're from Indiana, though.
Oh, God.
Okay, not
Thank
okay.
Thank you very much. So I'm assuming the morality of it all is the birth control and the condom.
Yeah, they're trying to trip you up because you're practicing safe sex, although it's with your sister.
With your sister.
Yeah.
Okay. God, no.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
Yeah. I'll tell you what's weird about this question. Why is there a condom into the factor? I mean, why is that a condom?
Ask a question, you'll get the answer you want.
Yeah, that's what's immoral about that. A condom? No way. If I sleep with my sister, no way there's going to be a condom.
I mean, goddamn.
That's
unbelievable.
That's what they were asking high school kids, and I wish we could see how they answered. Here's the thing, though. You want to break this down. I mean, that's a pretty good question because all people are curious about sex. And if you have a brother and a sister or a cousin that are about the same age, sometimes their blood relation might be thrown out the window. And you got to keep in mind, this was in Ohio, not far from Indiana. you say that, but things are a little bit different in other states. That's why they use the condom and the pill in there to throw people off. And I'd be willing to bet that question there had some brains twitching for quite a while with kids that did not know how to answer that. I'll bet you.
You think so?
I know so.
damn disturbing if that's the case.
Yeah.
Normal human beings don't feel and think that way.
Yeah.
So ever.
You guys didn't ask me where I stood as far as the meter. I'll put that at moderate.
I'm scared, Jay. I was hoping we could just avoid that. I'm afraid to ask you on that one.
So those are the questions. We might take a couple and put them up on Facebook and let you guys answer them, because there's like 36 of these damn things.
I think you should. I'd be curious to see what they say.
And the final two, those were the worst of them. So I don't know if the teacher's coming back or what's going to happen. More chances. The iHeart Music Festival, that's coming up. Plus, we're going to get Thursday rolling, we hope.
Yeah.
We'll give you more details on that. Here's Steppenwolf.